ESPN television sportscaster Jeremy Schapp predicted an emotionally charged game.
It's going to be loud and it's going to be emotional. You know, there will be many tears shed.
And Times-Picayune columnist Chris Rhodes said win or lose, just having the game is already a big victory for the city of New Orleans.
But even if we get our asses kicked in the morning, everyone's going to wake up and say we did it.
What the city did was something many thought would never happen. Once the symbol of a city's anguish, the New Orleans Superdome became the rallying cry for the city's rebirth. It was a very different picture just a little more than a year ago, after winds from Hurricane Katrina ripped away parts of the Superdome's roof. Water leaked into the stadium. The field, the seats, the concourse were severely damaged as 30,000 people gathered inside the stadium to ride out the storm. Some believed there would never be another opening night. But 13 months and $180 million later, the Superdome has become the centerpiece of the city's economic recovery. Superdome manager Doug Thornton says at one point, as many as 350 workers toiled 12 to 16-hour days to make sure the dome was ready.
The destruction was massive. I think the numbers are just staggering. 800,000 square feet of sheetrock. And ceiling tile had to be removed and replaced. We had 1.6 million square feet of carpeting that had to be taken out and replaced. All of the interior spaces, a lot of the electronic equipment in here had to be replaced. But we used that as an opportunity to upgrade many of the systems.
For the 70,000 fans who came to see the opening night game, it was a timely investment in a city yearning for better days. As one fan put it, the Saints' win over the Falcons was also a victory against Hurricane Katrina. Millar Sega, VOA News.
It's a mere thought that